Thank you, Jenny. Continuing with more news, could Norwich possibly become the 2025 UK City of Culture? And could a spa and boutique hotel occupy what used to be the old booking office at the bus station? Well, maybe.
Our fine city is rich with music, art, theatre and more, and momentum is gathering pace for Norwich to bid to be UK City of Culture 2025. In a visit to Norwich University of the Arts this week, Arts Council England CEO Darren Henley said he believed Norwich was well placed to campaign for the title and follow in the footsteps of Hull, the 2017 UK City of Culture, which he said had been transformed by the accolade. "There's no reason why Norwich wouldn't be a very strong contender," he said, as he praised the city's vibrant art scene. Norwich, which is already a UNESCO City of Literature, previously bid to be UK City of Culture 2013. It reached the finals alongside the ultimate winner, Londonderry, as well as Birmingham and Sheffield, and saw off competition from 29 other places. Following the 2040 Norwich Vision Conference last week, Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters said the authority would give careful consideration to a potential bid. He said, "The positivity about Norwich and the collective responsibility of wanting to see our city be the very best that it can means that we'll give careful consideration as to the possibility of leading on submitting a bid for the UK City of Culture 2025.
A landmark leisure scheme, including a spa, restaurant and boutique hotel, could be built where Norwich Bus Station's former ticket office once stood. Plans have been lodged with Norwich City Council for the Surrey Street scheme, which would also include a cafe and a penthouse apartment. It could create up to 50 jobs. Dennis Bacon, who also owns 38 St Giles Boutique Bed and Breakfast, has bought the site with permission for a shop, offices and apartments, but has asked for the fresh permission because he believes he can bring something new to the city. He said, "It strikes me that Norwich doesn't have that many boutique hotels. We get a lot of demand and we cannot always meet that demand. So I looked at the building and thought, what else is Norwich lacking? And decided that it needs a five-star spa. I don't think there's anything like that in the city or in Cambridge for that matter." Mr. Bacon said that the spa would be on the first floor, two floors of the hotel accommodation and an apartment on the fourth floor level, with a restaurant and cafe on the ground floor level. He said, "It seemed to me that rather than try a development of apartments, I would look at something different. I think we are reaching saturation point when it comes to student accommodation in the city centre, and I wanted to create something remarkable. I want it to be something that also serves the local community, but also brings people in from outside of the city."
Plans for a waste processing plant on the banks of the River Wensum have been resubmitted 7 months after being rejected by councillors. Sorice Property Company is once again proposing to build the facility at the Atlas Works warehouse site on Norwich Road, Western Longville, near Lenwade. Around 150,000 tonnes of waste would be processed at the plant annually for the production of refuse-derived fuel. Back in March this year, Norfolk County Council's Planning Committee rejected the scheme on the potential impact to the Wensum and a Saxon burial ground. But the latest application claims it has now addressed those issues with a drainage strategy and a heritage assessment. But the scheme has already received objection from Swannington with Alderford and Little Witchingham Parish Council. In a letter, the council said it could see no material difference between the new application and the previous one, adding that the site was inappropriate for the proposed use.